This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. So they did a survey finding out that the average person says they take just 14 seconds to decide if they like a Christmas gift.
14? Why are they doing that extra 12 seconds? I know right away.
I know what they're doing. They're trying to come up with a way to look like they like it.
Dude, you ever have that happen when you like start opening up the present? I'm just appreciative of it, you know, but obviously there's certain times where you're just like opening this up. You're like, this person clearly knows nothing about me.
Oh,
what is going on here?
I had it happen to me. I gave my wife what I thought was a funny, hilarious gift for Christmas. I got her slippers that look like little hobbit feet.
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
And the look of, I can't even describe it. It's like annoyance and like just that, yeah, what are you doing? Because apparently she didn't want slippers that look like little feet with tufts of hair coming out of the toes.
I'm shocked you didn't leave her after all that. I mean, I think she was totally in the wrong.
Well, she gave those away. She donated those.
It is a tough one when you really, you know, when it comes to gift giving, because it goes both ways. Somebody who doesn't appreciate at least what you were trying to do can also be like, I think, a bad thing. It's like one thing when you give somebody a gift and you go, what the hell were you? I mean, this is horrible. But you, the way you accept it or reject it is, I mean, it can put you off. I mean, I know our family. It was a long time before Kathy could recover from the idea that we went and got a spontaneous gift and she didn't like it. And then Christmas has been, give us a list. And she's like, well, a list is so impersonal. Yeah, you bet your ass it's impersonal. Give us a list.
Oh.
we're never going to get you anything based on what we think is cool again.
Dude, it's to the point in my family, like both of my girlfriend and like my mom, they tell me to go buy stuff for myself.
Yep.
I don't even make a list anymore because there's been times that I put stuff on the list and they're like, I don't know if you're going to, and I'm like,
I put on a list for a reason.
Yeah. But at this point it's like, no, just go buy your own stuff and then we'll just give you the money for it.
I think we might've did that last year. Even it was like, you find the one you want. I find the one we want. And we quote unquote bought it for each other. It's the same bank account. Who cares?
See, I just don't really like, I mean, getting a gift, I appreciate it, but like, I just, whatever you get me, I'm pretty stoked about. I honestly get more stoked about like the nice little note and a card. Like my wife always laughs at me, but like that's like my exciting part is like reading whatever she decided to write me. I get like all like kind of in the moment about that. But like gift wise, like it has gotten to a point though. She's just like, just order something and tell me it's coming and I'll make sure I intercept it before you get it. So like this morning I just ordered a hat. And said, hey, Santa just sent you a hat, so just be on the lookout for it. And Santa also sent you a Kraken hoodie.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Well, she told me to do it, BJ. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Especially with COVID the way it's been, like everything was so shut down for the longest time, like last year as well. Like we haven't done like a ton of shopping. Like usually we go shopping. And I watch her like to see what like she picks out and likes. And I think she would do it sometimes intentionally, like, these are really nice shoes. And then I would sneak, quote unquote sneak, although I think she saw me doing it. I'd take a picture of it and then go back like the next day or 2 days later. And then I was slowly sort of assembling my Christmas presents that way. But we're not doing that as much these days. So now it's just like, just tell me what you want and I'll order it.
You asked what the people are doing in the 14 seconds, Steve, and it turns out actually they're making a lot of assessments.
Oh, good.
So basically that's what, you know, the whole thing we're talking about is because the average person says it takes them 14 seconds to figure out if they like the present and want to keep it. Well, part of the 14 seconds is like, okay, will I keep this? Will I return this? Or will I re-gift this? I'm in the middle of that right now where it's so bizarre. I don't know what's happening to me, but I've kickstarted a lot of games. And by the time it's taken for the game to get here because of all shipping issues and everything, I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want this anymore. I think I'll just give it to somebody.
That's funny.
Yeah. And so, I mean, so I have a few games that I'm going to give to people that I was just like, you know what? I know I kicked this, but I got to get you something anyway. So here you go.
Do you write that in the card? Enjoy this game that I decided I did not want and you can have.
Well, because people get me stuff, you know, and it's like there's a wish list that you can put together on a board game site. But if you don't edit it or update it, and you realize, oh, yeah, I made that a while ago. I don't even care about those games anymore. Yeah, and next thing you know, you open them up and you go, oh, I wish, oh, I didn't change the gift list. Ah.
Yeah, I don't like Chutes and Ladders anymore. I've grown up.
Oh, it's a beating. I mean, you don't want to tell your friends don't do it.
It's funny that something like that just happened. It wasn't like a Kickstarter, but it was a pre-order for those Funko Pops I got, the Pearl Jam one.
Oh, yeah.
Those took forever for me to finally get. Like, I remember when I ordered that, like, months and months ago, and I jokingly, my wife was like, you spent $50 on Pearl Jam Funko Pops? I'm like, yeah, but by the time it shows up, it'll be October. Just give it to me for my birthday. Well, October came and went, never showed up. It just showed up like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
and so I'm like, hey, there's my Christmas gift.
Nice. There we
go. For being a birthday gift. But then it showed up, and I'm like, why did I order these? Like, I don't have anything to do. Like, I'm going to set up like a little Funko wall in my garage, I think. Because it's like, I don't know what to even do with these. I figure, when I drive home and I come in and I see them, they'll put me in a good mood. Or it'll put me in a bad mood that I spent $50.
Oh, no.
Limited edition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.